Welcome to another episode of Meredith with a Y. I am your host, Meredith Willits, and today we have on the beautiful, the amazing, the talented girl herself, Magic Words, with author and actress Tracy Main. So stay with us. Hello, everyone. This is Meredith with a Y, and I am your host, Meredith Willits. Today we are going to go deep, changing lives, and I am giving you the keys to the castle. So, Trace, thank you so much for being here today.
Of course. Happy to be here.
So excited. So Tracy has been a friend of mine here in the town that I live in for, 5 to 7 years now. And we are on a boy mom text chain, which has brought us through COVID and all of the things with laughter and tears and support for each other. We're all moms of boys. But she is also an author, an actress, and a Mom's Choice Award winner. She's in SAG. I mean, this woman, blessed to be have her on my podcast today. So, Tracy, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. And you just made me sound so exciting. So I appreciate it.
I'm just bumping myself up that I actually get to be friends with someone as cool as you, who's you've made television shows, and this woman is the nicest, kindest, most thoughtful, friendly, laughing person on the planet. So, I'm so, so honored to have you as a friend.
To you, because I appreciate it, but same to you. And always making us laugh.
Oh, God, you're so funny. So, I have to tell you, and I haven't told you this yet.
Yes.
But my mom is a college educator. She also teaches 9 through 12 English at school right now. So she has been an English educator for, 57 years.
Oh my goodness. That's a long time. Good for her.
She's blown away by your books.
Really? I love
blown
it.
Blown away.
What, Meredith? Because I let you finish, but I feel like the books, I know they're children's books, but I always say that they're, for children of all ages, right?
Yeah.
So for older kids, for young adults, for, adults, they're really magic words that can help anybody. So if she's blown away, I really appreciate it. And I hope she's sharing it maybe even with her students. That would be awesome.
Yeah. And every time I go, would go to a relative's house who has young children and was traveling to Ohio, you came out with a new book, you're my first go-to, because you have, and we're going to talk about, you have the book, but then you have the little stuffed animal character that goes with it. It's so cute. And I'd be like, all right, load me up. Let's get all the books. Let's take them to the relatives. And so they're there. They're at my niece and nephew's house. So she was reading them to them one night. And she's just like, they are the most profound children's books. And I'm talking an almost 60-year educator here of children of all ages and reading books and assigning books. So she is well-read. And just what amazing words. So tell the listeners and watchers a little bit about where this came from, because this was all born in 2015. Am I right?
I think the concept, yes. There were years of me creating this book and using my kids. I had this idea, and it stems back from being a child. So if we're backtracking, I grew up in a family, there were 5 kids. And it was a lovely childhood. And every day before my siblings and I would go to school, my dad would stop us before heading out to the bus. And he would say, okay, repeat after me. I can and I will and I am the greatest. And he wouldn't let us leave until we'd say it and then we'd go on our way. And this was just like a routine of ours. And those words stayed with me my entire life. And now as a mom, when my kids were much younger, I started doing the same thing. And so before they jump out of the car, I'd be like, okay, repeat after me. I can, I will, and I am the greatest. And they run off, or before their sporting event. And so I just felt like they were such important words because they helped me in my entire life, through different things. Those words would come to me and help me overcome, you know, different obstacles. And I always had this creative background. So I know we didn't get into it yet, but obviously I pursued acting, and all through my acting career, I wrote. I did tons of writing, and the writings would take chapter of like what was happening in my life, right? So when I was pursuing acting in California, I wrote like a self-help book, and it was about, the title was Love Affair with the Dream. So you can imagine I was going to tons of auditions for soap operas. So yeah. Here I am with this whole, you know, vision. And I wrote a book, you know, Love Affair with a Dream. I also wrote a screenplay. And so different stages of my life, I was writing different things. So now here I am as a mom, and I'm sharing this wonderful message with them. And I always had this creative background. And I was like, you know what? I really want to create a children's book because I find this so powerful. And I really want to create this tool to get in the hands of every parent, every teacher, every caregiver, because they really are magical, wonderful words. And so it just took a couple years for me to create the actual story that I wanted to tell. And then I just felt like I had the need. I didn't want to just sit back and think about it. I really wanted to do it and just get it out there. So yeah, made it happen.
It's so amazing when you were just talking about your dad standing there with you kids. It's like, and he wouldn't let you leave until you said it. That's so powerful, because there are so many days that we cannot get those words out of our mouth. And I am very sure that there were some days when you didn't feel those words. You sure. felt less than or negative or sad, or, you know, like maybe you got a bad test grade or maybe your morning didn't go. But he sat there and said, you know, basically his messaging was, no matter what's going on, that is still the truth. And yeah. you should own that truth. And I will stand here and hold space with you until you can muster the energy to speak and own that truth before you head out into the world today. That's what I just saw in my yeah. head
yes.
for all of that. Because yeah. there are so many days when we don't feel in love with ourselves or good enough. And to muster those words are very powerful. I always tell people, from, you know, your mouth to God's ears, like, you need to hear this from your own mouth, you know, how powerful it is and the way that you speak to yourself. And I talk about this yeah. all the time on the podcast yeah. is how you speak to yourself yeah. is incredibly powerful. And just so everyone out there knows who doesn't know Tracy, her kids are awesome. Her son, Luke, like, I could just, like, he can move in tomorrow because he's such a wise guy and I love him so much. He's so droll.
He's so funny.
He's a trip. And you've character. Raised character 101. and so, like, you have wonderful kids, and the fact that you understand and took what worked for you, because as some of us know, as I'm sure everyone can imagine, when you are in Hollywood –
oh yeah.
when you are in acting,
correct.
Everything tells you you're not good enough. Every oh, no, every yes. everything. So speak to
I
that.
Mean, like, I would sit. Yeah, I would sit in the. So back in the day when I was really pursuing it, my young 20s. Yes, I would sit in those waiting rooms. You know, with these gorgeous, you know, actresses all going for the same part, and it was yeah, it was very easy to be like, oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, I'm not talented enough, you know, right? In those moments, just like our kids are in school when they're trying out yeah. for something, or they're taking a test, and these negative thoughts come in, right? But those words, my dad's words, right? They come to me like, hey, stop, right? That's just the first thing is stop. Don't let those negative words come. And you say, I can do this. And you've yeah. basically, it's facing your fears and doing it. Just doing yeah. it. Because if you give up and you don't do it, well, I mean, you have, you know, this great story to tell, right, in your life. Everyone has a life and a purpose and a great story to tell. And if you just, you know, because you're afraid or you don't think you're good enough, you know, you can't allow those feelings and those things to creep in. It's okay to sit there for a moment with them, like you're saying, but you can rise above it.
Yeah. And, you know, that's what I've always, like, everyone has fear.
Yes.
Everyone. You right. would be inhuman if you didn't have fear. Actually, they're studying someone that there's actually a person on this planet right now who has zero fear. And they're studying this person as to why they have no fear, like, of anything. it must be something like that they're missing in their brain of survival. But
good point. Yeah.
We all have this incredible amount of fear. But what you're talking about is the courage to get past that. When does that courage and that those words and your inner monologue show up to say yes and allow you to grow versus your ego jumping in and saying, no, stay home, be small. That's where it's safe. Just keep your pajamas on today. Don't try out for that today. Like, it's okay. You stay home with mom. Everything's gonna be okay. You know what I mean? Like, but think how many people and kids, you know, have parents that will say to them, as we've heard a million times, right? There's no money in being an artist. You'll never make the basketball team. Hello, Michael Jordan, right? Like, there's so many parents that are also, just like the brain, trying to keep their kids safe from having the wild dream of being an actress, being an artist, being a whatever the thing is that seems outlandish. That's like the ego that says, hey, you know, keep it safe.
And so back to the books, exactly. And I feel like the books, is such a wonderful tool because you want to teach your kids young. That's the whole point, right? I was taught young. You want to teach, like, it's such a great tool to teach them young. Yes, you can learn these tools or these words later in life, absolutely. But if you can teach them when they're young, it's going to serve them great. And I always say, Meredith, that, you know, the words that you speak, they're either going to help someone, right? Heal someone, or they can hurt someone or hinder someone. So the words that you speak to your children are so important. You know, you really careful of the choices we use with their children. Sometimes things slip out, right? But if we can always be careful and vigilant and positive in what we teach our children, because I'll tell you, when they're away from you, when they're in school, when they're facing a difficult moment, when they're at recess trying to make a friend, when they're at, you know, taking a hard test, your words will come back to them.
Yep.
And they will either help them rise above and do amazing things, or our words can really hurt. So, you know, I created the one book, which was Johnny's Mommy's Magic Words. I Can and I Will and I Am the Greatest. And it follows Johnny Giraffe throughout his school day. And when he thinks he can't do something, his mom's words come to him, right? In those moments. And he overcomes amazing obstacles. And it's really cute. It follows Johnny throughout, you know, his school day. And then in the end, you see Johnny grown up, and Johnny has five kids. So my family had five kids. And so, you know, my dad's name was John. So it's just kind of, you know, the last page is kind of funny because you see five little giraffes and I'm the little one he's holding in this story. So really it's like his message that I also wanted to pass on, because I love my dad. He's awesome. And, you know, there's one way for me to give back too.
And he was a talent. I mean, he comes from a creative background as well. Like,
absolutely.
He understands the word no. He understands grit and endurance and trying and sticking with it. If you want to talk about him for a second.
Sure. I mean, he's a lifelong educator. I mean, he's still working. He's 82 and he's in the hair industry. He loves what he does. He's passionate. He helps stylists, you know, believe in themselves and go out and have careers for themselves. And he started first, you know, in his own salon, and then he decided to branch off and have beauty schools, hair salons, hair product. So he's done a lot, in his life. And as his daughter, I was able to watch him, you know, do tons of classes and motivate and educate. And, that's probably part of my, you know, little motivational background, just listening to him.
Totally. And I mean, just everything that you're doing, you know, not only is it inspiring and it's going to help tons of kids, because there are so many kids who were not raised with your dad and who will stay small, who will listen to the voice in their head, otherwise known as their parents, who will listen to society that says, not you, you're not good enough, pretty enough, smart enough. I just did a post on this yesterday on Instagram. And there is all that messaging out in the world that we compare ourselves. You know, we're always comparing ourselves to the others. And so it's kind of like your own little superpower to have these words in your head that you that you can call on when you need them, you know, and reprogram if you don't have those parents. So like as a like, I mean, my brother and sister, it's, I bought the books because I love the books and I love you and I love them. But like there's a lot of kids in your life that don't have the positive messaging that these books can help. This makes a great gift for children to read themselves. And P.S., if a parent does decide to read that this book to their child, it's they can hear it too, because most people that don't talk kindly to their children or maybe judgy or, you know, play it safe with their kids, that's their messaging in their head. So there's a lot of parents that need this book whilst reading it to their children.
Right. That's you what know I'm what saying. I mean? Children like, of all ages.
Yeah.
Right. It's, everyone's learning from it. Absolutely. I mean, they're great gifts just for classrooms. Just, you know, get it into the classrooms of your child. Yeah. I've donated them to pretty much all of my kids' classrooms, the library of your school. So they can check it out, or that your public library. So just even getting it into those hands, just, you know, it's
huge.
So huge. Then,
yeah, talk about all the books, because you have like a whole, whole thing.
So the first book, obviously, Johnny's Mommy's Magic Words. I honestly, like, I didn't know if I was going to really publish any more children's books. I felt like that was just the one I had. And then I went to,
and Dad's like, nope, we're going to go full throttle with this one. She's willing.
Exactly. I went to this conference and all of a sudden I started having visions of writing more. And on my plane ride home, I wrote this book. So this one literally took in like a couple hours. So this book just came instantly. It's so fun. It's called Bitty Squitty's Magic Words. I am brave and can conquer any wave. So those are the magic words. I am brave and can conquer any wave. And it follows Bitty Squitty, who's the smallest squid of his family. And for the first time, his mom says, okay, Bitty Squitty, you have to go catch dinner for the family. And he's like, who, me? You know, he's so scared. And she's like, yes, you. So for the first time, he had to leave the comfort of his coral reef and go catch dinner. And he faced his worst predators, like a shark, a seahorse. And anyway, he said his mom gave him the magic words. He said the magic words. He, you know, went by him. He got the food, came back home, and the whole family, you know, cheered for him and they ate dinner, and his worst predators became his friends. So, aww. You know, it's a cute little story. So
you know what I'm thinking in that one, Trace, is I think a lot of parents parent from fear. I mean, look at that. Orange is my favorite. I love orange.
My friends, my kids go to school and I just hang out with my
friends. You just hang out with your buddies back home.
My coffee and my friends.
Your coffee and your friends. But yeah, I think there's a lot of parents that parent from fear. And reading that book helps parents to realize they're not doing their kids any favors by keeping them at home and protected. Like when my kids were little, we'd be at Chick-fil-A. I'd be like, all right, go get a to-go bag. Go get a to-go lid. Go ask for some sauce or go get yourself a water and talk to the waiter and waitress. Like, learning how to do things for themselves at a very young age, that just because they're short doesn't mean that they can't do things.
Yes.
And I think a lot of parents parent from a space of fear. And your book, it doesn't just teach the child, I can do big things, even though I'm little. It also teaches a parent, like, it's super important to let your children be self-actualized and find their courage in this world, because they're going to have to eventually. You're not going to be here forever.
Right.
So I think that's a great
and
book for
that,
both.
That book is also cute, like for that high school graduate going off to college. You know, that's another like a cute little gift.
That is a great gift.
Right. And so then the last one that I wrote was Haley Unicorn's Magic Words. I am special, one of a kind, and born to shine. So it's a cute book about Haley Unicorn, who's born amidst the horses. And so she wants to keep hiding, you know, her horn, and her mom, you know, tells her, no, you're beautiful. These are the words. I'm special, one of a kind, born to shine. So she makes an unlikely friend, Blaze the Dragon, who's also experiencing the same thing. He's born amidst the dinosaurs and he blows fire and everyone's afraid of him. So they become friends. And then they reveal their, you know, unique specialness. And in the end, you know, like everyone bows down to Haley when she, you know, is comfortable to show them. So it's just a real, just being comfortable with who you are, and you're born with a purpose. You're born to shine. So
I love that.
And this came out like right when COVID hit. Mm-hmm. But anyway, just saying.
So there's that.
Like, I released this book and it was like, and COVID's here. And right. You know, all my author visits were like, you know, on halt.
Kabosh. And so I know for me, whenever I got a book for my nieces and nephews, I got, I also purchased the stuffed animal to go with it just because.
Sure.
Duh. So are those still available?
Okay. Good.
Where
question.
Are we at with those right now? Cause I know I just saw you in an event and you had small, cute ones too.
Yes. So I do different things, you know, with different events and what I'm asked to do, but I work with a lovely company, Noah's Ark Animal Workshop, and they actually promoted the book and they made all the plush animals. And it was awesome because they got the books and the plush into, you know, hundreds of schools across the country. And it was awesome how we did that. So it was more of like a promotion when we kicked off the book that we were doing these events. So currently, you know, we sold out of all of the animals. So I'm working on what's next with the plush. But yes, I do have little plush that go with them when I do, you know,
local events or whatever.
Yeah.
And so you, so I know that there, I just saw that there's a lot of, because like my sister, I know she has a children's book living inside of her.
Yes.
How was that process? Because I am having a lot of women on this series that are entrepreneurs who have been either moms or like one career and then pivoted to another. So like, what was the process of, you know, becoming a children's book author? What was that like?
What was it like? Okay. Yeah. So just to quickly backtrack and let you know again. So pursuing the acting career, my outlet was writing. I'd love to write. I took tons of creative writing and playwriting classes. And so I laugh with my kids, but I truly do have like a treasure trove box upstairs of, I was telling you, Love Affair with a Dream and Hope's book. And well, that was my screenplay and all different things. And I just felt like I needed, well, this one, I really just needed to get it out there. Right. I needed to get my children's book out there. So, I you know, researched different ways. And obviously I did do should I go with a literary agent? Should I go with a major, you know, publishing house? So I was doing all of that, but it was taking a while and I was getting impatient. I was like, I need to get this book out. Like, I want to be in control of this. I want to get this book out. So I researched other ways on self-publishing, hybrid publishing, and in the meantime, waiting to hear back from other publishers. So I ended up going with Mascot Publishing. They were great. And I was able to actually find my own illustrator.
Yeah. Your illustrations are insane. Like, that is one thing.
Colorful.
The colors. Yeah. And just the, you know, the, it's just next level. I mean, it is like movie, you know, cartoon worthy. I mean, you could do an entire cartoon. I mean, it's just amazeballs.
Yeah, and that was it. So I knew that I also wanted to come out with some plush. And so the illustrator, he's worked with some bigger companies that actually have plush that go with them. So I knew that we were going to be able to create some super cute stuffed animals from our stories. But yeah, I interviewed a bunch of different illustrators. And this was Justo Barrero. He's awesome. He's from Spain. So that's like, hence all the colors and artistic. Ugh. Yeah. So that was fun. Anyway, so yeah, chose Mascot. And like I said, they've been wonderful. And that was the route that I chose to take.
And was this when you wrote the book? Was this like back of the napkin? Did you have a journal someplace?
Back in the napkin. Actually, well, so my younger one, Luke, as you know, he was really, him and his friends, I would take them in the carpool, like, boys, listen, tell me what you think of the story. And I would just ramble off, you know, every day and every night. And, you know, they would start chanting the magic word. So really, yes, back in the napkin, but also
carpool.
You know,
carpool.
Yeah, I owe it to the carpool kids.
You had your, what do they call that when you like take a, you know, a sandwich and then you have your like whole board decide if it's a good sandwich for like a fast food company. that was your test subjects.
I trap them in the car and I go like super long ways and I'd be like, okay, let's try this out. And if they laugh, I'd be like, that made it in there. So like there's a chocolate cake in Johnny's Mommy's Magic Words, you know, we threw that line in there and they laughed. I was like, okay,
chocolate cake.
That one.
Oh my gosh, that is hysterical. I love that so much. And you have a website, Tracy Main. It's T-R-A-C-I-E. Which, just so you know, I'm not changing that in my phone because I have T-R-A-C-Y in my phone.
Yes, okay. And listen, Meredith might be similar. Sorry.
So you're I-E and I'm Y and they're both wrong in our phones. Yes. But that's just living in infamy.
We're first friends. That's how we did it.
Yes. That's how it works. When you first meet each other, you know how you meet each other and you put it in the phone and then you're not really Tracy Main. You're Tracy Main Luke's mom.
For sure. Yes. Yes. All the kids' names.
You have the kids' name, so you know when you get that text, you're like, all right, whose kid am I letting over? Absolutely. When you're just getting to know the other moms.
Yes.
But yeah, it's like, it's been just like so awesome getting to know you, and these books are insane, and they're just, I when you were sitting there showing me, for whatever reason, the last book, I just kept seeing in my head, like, cartoons. Like, why isn't this a cartoon?
Animation. It could be. It could
be.
Like,
it's such good characters.
I have so many other books. So, like I said, you know, I have, I don't know, 5 to 10 other children's books, same series, yeah, different characters. It's just, who knows when the next one will come out, right? I feel like I need to focus on these three. But I want to show you something funny, Meredith, and you might laugh real quick. I found this. So do you want to see my very first book I wrote?
Yes, I do.
You might have one of these at home too.
Really?
My Friend Chipmunk.
Oh,
my
stop
Friend
it.
Chipmunk.
You
it's
wrote
not,
that?
It's, I'm not going to read it, but it's just funny to see it. I think this was like second or third grade that I wrote that story. And let me just say that the actual plot, I mean, the climax of the story makes me laugh because I basically meet this chipmunk on the street and I bring him home. Like, who meets a chipmunk on the street? Like, well, why isn't
clearly
it a dog or a cat? I'm a friend chipmunk.
Because you're Tracy, that's why.
I bring it home and I ask my mom to keep it. And basically she says no. And then it follows me home like a cat. And then in the end, we lived happily ever after.
I mean, I say you self-published that. You know what it reminded me of is cover of Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Like, right. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of doodled and drawn. Like, I think that would be a big hit. We'll just need to publish it and see if it takes off. Watch that take off more than anything else.
Chipmunk's magic words. I don't know. Think about it.
I love that so much. Yeah. And, you know, just so everyone knows, this woman is in SAG. She gets to like screen stuff. Like, she's, and we're all like wanting her to get back into it because you're just
looking
so talented.
I've been a member for more than 25 years. Is that crazy? I was just looking back and doing the math.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
And I'm just pushing. I'm saying get back in because
you never know.
I mean, and they're always filming stuff in Chicago. They're doing the Bear downtown right now.
It's booming. It's so different. Honestly, when I was pounding the pavements and trying to get business back in my young 20s, there's so much more work right now. And the best thing is it is all ages. So, you know, I can't age out of this career.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like the 80s where they want everyone the same age. Like if you watch any movie, TV, anything, you have the gamut of every age, every, you know, like physical ability, everything. They're not letting 20-year-olds play 40-year-olds anymore. They're not letting, you know, like they're calling in all of the people. And now they're not just filming in LA anymore. They're filming in Chicago. They're filming in Hinsdale. They're filming in all of these places. It's not what it used to be. So.
And back when I was pursuing it, there was no real show here. I mean, there wasn't. So there's
now
a bunch
now. What's the other one that they do? Chicago Fire is here. Bear is filmed here. Like, there's a lot. So guess what?
Yes, maybe.
I need a very famous friend.
Meredith, let's go.
I'll do it. Sign me up. We'll carpool. We'll carpool. You know me. I'm not afraid of any lights. I'm in it. I have no idea what I'm doing, and I've never taken a class, but I will put myself out there.
You're a natural. You're in. Don't worry.
I love it
you're
so much.
I can and I will, and I'm going to do the damn thing.
I appreciate you being here so much. I know, you know, this whole thing is just the beginning for you. I love the fact that you have more books ready in your brain and ready to go to inspire more kids and more parents, because the parents are reading the books and they're the ones that also need it. All of us Gen Xers and stuff that didn't have those types of positive words growing up, we need those now, so that people like me in our 50s that are recreating ourselves, we need those words, you know, like I need that programming. So thank you so much for being a light to the world, to children, to parents, that there is language. Language is important. Messaging is important. It will change the trajectory of your children's lives. If you know of a library or a school or a child or a woman's shelter or an orphanage, anywhere that you know that children or parents or communities could use this type of messaging, please reach out to Tracy at Tracy, T-R-A-C-I-E, Maine, M-A-I-N.com. I will have all of that in the show notes. Please reach out to her and she will get together a box, a package, and organize with the company to where that needs to go. And, you know, the pricing and all of that good stuff. If you know someone that is an underserved person who could really use one of these books and can't afford to purchase one themselves, or you can't afford to purchase that for them, let Tracy know and she will get one out to you. And so she does give back 100%. But like, yeah, if you can just spread the word, this messaging for children and parents is so important. And I thank you so much for writing these books and putting yourself out there and listening to your words and your dad's words, and tell your dad, I said, thank you, because without him, there would not be you. And without you, there would not be these books. And so thanks, Dad, for that messaging to his kids, because it's like, look how this changes the world. This is the way the world changes, is by messaging and kids, and you're proof in the pudding. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I love you. Thank you.
Love you, dear. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Okay, stay on for a minute. All right. All right. Love. Thanks for listening. If you would like to connect on a more personal level, head over to MeredithWillits.com or on Instagram at Meredith with a Y for behind the scene footage and outtakes. Please subscribe and come back each week for more Meredith with a Y. Thanks again for listening. Cheers.